Night on the Lights. I'm Russ Robinson. He's Jake Wimberly. George Broadstreet's over at the Mississippi Sports Medicine Score Desk. Chris Saxon is producing tonight. Ezra Wall is back producing at MPB tonight. All across MPB Think Radio, across the state of Mississippi. Steve Poston is in the house. Ty Bailey on the phone. This is a bag of peanuts.
That is a bag of peanuts.
Yes, it is.
And that's a Wendy's cup over there.
And that's a Wendy's cup. And you're going to see a lot of those peanuts at the peanut game next week.
Hey, before we go to Joel Coleman, Jason was talking about Scott Central, the big win tonight.
Yeah.
So far, Scott Central's 4-0. Let me rattle y'all some numbers here. They've scored 57 against Enterprise, 39 against Morton, 58 against Newton County, and now 55 against Florence. Those guys play a little bit of offense over there.
A little bit. That's averaging about 35 points a game.
40-something.
40-something. Yeah, they're in the high 40s right now. And they've got a defense that's had two shutouts.
They're playing ball.
They're playing ball.
Scott Central.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Joel Coleman, who is with the Starkville Daily News up in the northern part of the state. And he he wants to talk about the Starkville-Columbus game. Joel, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. Glad to be with you guys.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you. I got to ask you, we know how good Starkville is every year. We know how good they're loaded. Columbus had a great team last year. I really want your take on Columbus this year.
They lost a whole lot. Obviously, Kylan Hill was a humongous one to lose him. I was actually talking with Scott Walters, who does the radio broadcast for Columbus tonight, and I believe he said that, and I may have this reversed, but on one side of the ball, I want to say offensively, they had six sophomores starting tonight, and on the other side, it was seven or something like that.
Wow.
I may have that back. But, I mean, they're very young. I think that they, in a couple of years, are going to be back, you know, competing for titles and that sort of thing. But right now, they're just kind of, my opinion, first time I've seen them this year, they're just overmatched. And it didn't help them any tonight. They were playing a Starkville team that was a little bit ticked off from a week ago, going over to West Point, 28-3. But that kind of had a fire lit under them. And came out and scored 20 points in the first quarter, and it was, you know, all over from there pretty much.
Yeah, so, never looked back.
Columbus is really young. And talking with Scott, I mean, he said that I pinned him down a little bit, and I think he said that he thought that there were about three games that he felt like they could win and maybe sneak in the playoffs that way. So it's liable to be a really tough year for Columbus.
Well, I tell you what, it's looking like a very good year for the, of course, the Starkville Yellow Jackets. They always seem to have a good year, and this year will be no different. Very quickly, your thoughts about Starkville?
Yeah, I guess what impressed me more than anything was, like I said, they came out and jumped them on Columbus 20-0, and you know, like we said, Columbus, it's not like they're the Patriots or something. Well, here I'm using Patriots in example after they're 0-1, you know, but the Patriots figured out.
Probably don't want to use them this week.
but no, you know, it's not like Columbus is probably the stiffest opposition Starkville faced. But I think for Starkville a little bit this week, it was a mental thing to come out after getting punched in the mouth a week ago and make a statement that they're not going to roll over or anything like that. I mean, let's not forget that Starkville's under a first-year head coach with Chris Jones, who I think we all think is probably going to do great things at Starkville. So, I mean, there's still some figuring out to do there. I mean, in talking with him tonight, he was talking about learning Starkville's quarterback, Malik Brown, and learning what he's good at and what he's not good at, and that's still a process that's ongoing. Tonight, I think he figured some things out because Malik Brown accounted for somewhere in the neighborhood of about 300 yards and five touchdowns. So,
whoa.
I think they kind of out there tonight. But, there's still some learning and some ongoing things there. But, I mean, Starkville was really good. You know, they got beat up a week ago. But guess what? That team that beat them up is really good and probably the best team in the state. So there's not a whole lot of shame in going to West Point and getting beat last week. But for Starkville and Chris Jones, he talked about the big deal for them was that he didn't feel like they played real well at West Point. Thus they lost, he didn't feel like they executed things the way they wanted to execute, and he felt like tonight they took a step towards doing that. So, yeah, against inferior competition, probably. But he was pretty pleased with the execution and felt like they got better. And if Starkville's getting better, then, you know, look out 6A.
I agree. Joel Coleman from the Starkville Daily News. Joel, thanks a lot for spending some of your Friday night with us at Friday Night Under the Lights.
Anytime, guys. Glad to do it.
Appreciate you. All right, it's time now for the Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center Coach's Corner, and tonight, a good one. I like Josh Morgan, always have. He has Warren Central's Vikings program is back, and he joins us now on the telephone. And Josh, you got a win tonight, but I want to go back and I want to talk about, first of all, give me your thoughts on this year's Vikings.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. We got a breaking in bunch of new starters, and I think we lost 19 starters from last year's team. We went 10 games with, yeah, and that was a big deal and a big concern of ours. So being able to overcome that. Non-district schedule, and really proud of our guys for not too much of a drop off with the program, and our seniors have done a good job, accepting their new roles. But I like our team. It's not any superstars by any means. Just kind of what have become the staple of our program, and that's tough, gritty, and guys that love to play the game. So very, very, very proud of our guys and where we are right now.
We're talking with Josh Morgan, the head coach for the Warren Central Vikings. And Josh, over the years, and I've been privileged to call games in that stadium, there's been a mystique with Warren Central, and it appears to me that you have brought this mystique back. But you know what? It's a tough job to rebuild that mystique every year, isn't it?
It is. I have quite a few people that they come check out ball games, and now you're not your routine fans. They've always complimented the atmosphere, and it is a unique one. There's no doubt about that. I think that comes from a lot of tradition there, a community support for the school, for the program, and some good football being played. And when you mix that in, and you kind of buy into that, and then like you mentioned, year in and year out, you just kind of know what to expect, and that's what they've grown up in. And we try to get everything we can out of that and use that as a retooling type deal to keep our kids interested in it. As far as the young kids are concerned, they want to be a Viking, and we try to get them in as early as we can, and also try to put on a good show.
The best running back I ever saw was Leo Cage down there, and that's going to jade me a little bit, but he was one of the best I ever saw down there. I want your thoughts on the Pearl Pirates.
My thoughts. We had a very tough game with them. It kind of felt like a playoff game. I know it was the second game of the year, but two teams that were executing and blow for blow, and very explosive offensively. What they do offensively, and senior quarterback who's got a state championship game under his belt, and that kind of experience, and with the amount of weapons that they have around them, and then they can get physical when they need to get physical. As far as the speed that's on the edge, it's going to be hard to match that. I don't care who you are. It's just they're very fast, and I think fast is another good word to use for the defense. And to top it off, I think as good as the offense and defense as well, I think the special teams were did us a really good job in our game as well, and I'm not so sure that's where the game wasn't won at. I think Pearl got the upper hand on us on special teams, and so you take a team that's got a lot of experience, very talented, and then the well coached, and that's a good rest of the two that they have going for.
Hey, Josh, it's Jake Wimberly here. You guys got a week off, and then, of course, you'll play, you start in that Region 2 madness over there with Northwest Rankin, Greenville, Madison Central, Murray Clinton, and the rest. Talk a little bit about how you've seen Region 2 grow over the last couple of years. You know, just 3 or 4 years ago, we were talking about Region 3 in 6A was, you know, the SEC West of high school football, but now it looks like it's Region 2.
Yeah, it's tough. Every game matters so much because I can guarantee you at the end of the year, they're going to be going into tiebreakers, and it's going to be more than likely so close that you have to go into the second and third tiebreaker and head-to-head and get all twisted up like that. So every game's going to be so important, and it's been like that for a long time. And right out the gate, Madison's playing Clinton, and we're playing Northwest. It's been like that for a long time. You'd be out front or behind the 8-ball, right after week one. And so it's going to be a race to see who gets out first and then to see who can stay there. But I think it took a turn 5-6 years ago, and you got the schools that are in the metro area and high profile, and then you add a small town district. And then we've got our program going back in the right direction. And then I think, just some hiring some really, really good coaches to run these programs. Mixed with the cycling that you get with high school, some kids some teams are going to be better, and there's going to be cycles that run through it. But that kind of created a perfect storm for our district.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's one of the best in the business. He's Josh Morgan. He's the head coach of the Warren Central Vikings. He's always supported us here at Friday Night Under the Lights and his kids as well. Josh, have a great season. I hope to talk to you again soon, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you all for having me. Have a good night.
Thanks. Alrighty. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up with scores. Maybe there was a score that you missed. Maybe one you didn't believe. And we will have all of those for you from the Mississippi Sports Medicine Coaches, the scores desk. Don't forget the Saturday morning clinic tomorrow at Mississippi Sports Medicine on Fortification Street in Jackson. Friday night under the lights, made possible by the Mississippi Peanut Growers. The peanut game starts next week. You're not going to want to miss it. We're going to take a timeout, and we'll be back with the last segment of Friday night under the lights in a moment.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself. It's a Giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you. While you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered. We'll be right back.
Friday night, Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Shelter Insurance Company. And Russ Robinson here along with Jake Wimberly. Big thanks to Don Barnes for being here today and accompanying me over to St. Andrews. Again, we'll be having a Wendy's Giant player next week. We're going to do this 15 weeks.
Yeah.
And if there's a defensive guy or a kicker out there that had some great stats tonight, I'd like to know. So FNUTL.com, Dr. David, let us know. And big thanks to Will the Thrill. He's up there providing all the score sheets. And speaking of score sheets, here's George from the Mississippi Sports Medicine Score Desk.
Okay, Russ, we'll run through, I guess, really the highlights of the night. We can't get to all the scores, but we'll get to a lot of them here.
By the way, they're all on the app.
Oh, they're all on the app. Yeah, they're all there. So South Panola beat Clarksdale tonight 19-14. Warren Central, we talked to their coach just a moment ago. They beat Neville of Monroe, Louisiana, 17-7. It was Ocean Springs over George County, 35-14. Last report at halftime, they were playing very, very late over in Shreveport, but Pearl was leading fairly comfortably over Parkway of Bossier City, Louisiana, 30-14. That was at the half. Picayune over Gulfport, 37-7. Starkville beat Columbus, 44-7. Tupelo beat Brandon, 28-13. It was Pascagoula beating Gaucher, 41-21. Oxford over Lafayette, 41-17. Clinton beat Germantown, 42-14. Brookhaven beat Macomb, 55-22. It was North Pike, 18. Tylertown, 14. Hattiesburg, 42. Oak Grove, 28. Poplarville over Stone, 20-14. Grenada, 21. Kosciuszko, 14. Olive Branch beat Kirby of Memphis, 49-12. Cleveland Central won their fourth game of the season. They beat Rosa Fort, 44-6.
That's the combination.
That's the combination school, and they're off to a 4-0 start. Laurel Edge Pedal, 25-23. Moving on to some others, Pontotoc beat Aberdeen, 44-24. Charleston over Senatobia, 40-21. It was South Jones over Northeast Jones, 41-14. Lawrence County over Bay, 40-37. Canton over Leake Central, 34-30. It was Greene County beating Quitman, 37-15. Scott Central beat Florence, 55-27. McLaurin lost to Richland. Richland the winner there, 33-14. It was LaFleur County, 50. Humphreys County, 14. This is a good game. South Pontotoc over North Pontotoc, 48-41.
Oh,
that's a barn burner
that's
there.
That's a barn burner there.
Yeah, Morton over Raymond, 40-7. West Marion over Raleigh, 26-21. Callaway edged Hazelhurst, 20-18. Terry, 31. Port Gibson, 6. Calhoun City, a winner tonight over West Bolivar, 54-12. Lake beat Pisgah, 24-14. Philadelphia won their fourth game of the year. They're undefeated. They beat Kemper County, 16-8. Heidelberg shut out Wilkinson County, 34-0. Puckett over Salem, 37-26. It was Pelahatchie, 60. West Lincoln, 26. And Collins beat McGee, 46-8. Raybrook shut out Shaw, 22-0. Stringer over Mize, 27-13. Leake County, 12. West Lowndes, 8. North Forest, 48. Sacred Heart, 32. Jackson Academy got a nice win. They shut out Northeast Lauderdale, 27-0. Jackson Prep, 4-0 now. They beat Pillow, 49-0. It was Oak Forest, 21. Silliman, 6. Presbyterian Christian over Simpson, 26-8. Park Lane, this is the high-scoring game of the night. Park Lane over Columbia Academy, 67-44.
Defense was only a rumor.
Only a rumor. St. Aloysius over Washington School, 35-7. Canton Academy got their first win of the year. They beat Trinity Episcopal, 45-14. It was Indianola Academy. They're undefeated, 4-0, 37-7 over Winston Academy. East Rankin over Leake, 49-0. Benton, or actually Central Holmes Christian over Benton Academy, 51-28. Oak Hill shut out Winona Christian, 14-0. Manchester beat Tri-County. That was two and one teams. Manchester won over Tri-County, 27-20. And it was Centerville Academy over Benz Ford of Louisiana, 38-14.
And the coach for Centerville, Bill Hurst, is the winningest coach in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
Football.
Yeah.
But Coach Ricky Black of Prep,
he's right in there.
He's right behind him.
Let me tell you a story about Bill Hurst. When I first started covering Mississippi high school football back, now, not nearly as long as you, but it was over a decade ago, I started with Park Lane and Centerville.
Yeah.
Right in for a newspaper in South Mississippi.
You expect your help.
And Centerville won a playoff game as they were on a run of consecutive state championships at that time. And I wanted to grab a quote from Coach Hurst. So they had some things going on. They wouldn't let you in the locker room at that time. We did get in there before, but for some reason they got out, and it was very, very cold that night. And he was in the back, of an Escalade or either a Tahoe, and he rolled the window down, and he said, "I'll take you questions right here." So he had me standing outside there in the freezing rain, and I was asking questions. So I'll never forget that, but he was always great
guy. He's a character.
Yeah, he
is.
He's
a character.
He's funny.
You know, one thing that we haven't mentioned tonight, and boy, you know, we try to cover everybody, and it's difficult from week to week, but we do our best. You know, I just saw where Hurricane Irma has been upgraded again to a Category 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So our thoughts and prayers are with those folks down in Florida. We cannot forget the folks in Texas about Hurricane Harvey.
Yep.
And then they've got another one coming behind this one, Jose. And so, we they're trying to get high school football games in, but of course Florida's canceled everything. And but I was interested in. And you said that Pensacola school did play tonight. Played one of the Mississippi teams tonight. Got their game in.
Yes, that was it was played at D'Iberville, and West Florida out of Pensacola won 34-26. You know, I was looking at that today, and you're talking about how many people are evacuating. I'm just wondering, where do all those people go?
Everywhere.
They disperse everywhere.
Yeah, and they're saying don't come back for
a while.
4 or 5 days. Yeah, yeah. And you know, you just. Your heart, you know, just breaks for these people. And,
right.
Hey, you know, we've had our share of difficult weather here in Mississippi, so we know what it's like. But George made an interesting point a while ago, Jake. And you know, we were talking about, like it or not, right or wrong, good or bad, how the NFL interest may be dropping off a little bit due to some of the things that are going on.
Yeah.
You know, say what you want to.
Political stuff going on.
Yeah. Colleges swing back and forth. High school football, steady Eddie. We're talking the same enthusiasm tonight after 4 weeks as we did last year after 4 weeks, as we did the year before after 4 weeks, as we did going all the way back when Jake Wimberly was standing in the cold rain talking to Bill Hurst.
Yeah.
It hadn't changed.
You're
it's
right.
Level.
Well, it's really bigger now if you think about it. You know, you remember when we used to, you know, do games, well, a lot longer ago than we care to mention.
Jimmy Carter was president,
Well, before, you're right. He was president. But, I mean, I really think it's a lot bigger now in Mississippi.
I think it's bigger now
than it was then.
Well, think about this. You've got, like, SES Mississippi with John Luke and them. They're covering that comes on the show each week now. You've got Chris Brooks and Mississippi Gridiron. You got all of these television stations that do the sport decks and the everything that goes on.
Blood like, 16.
Yeah, you got what we're doing, what Jason's doing. I mean, it's growing, and the coverage is massive. And now you got the 7-on-7 tournaments that go on in the summer.
Yeah.
It's 24/7, 365.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the thing that, and I think Josh Morgan touched on it tonight from Warren Central, and he said, you know what, 6A, you better pin your ears back because these teams are fast.
Yeah.
And he got to look at Pearl close up. And you know what? They're not out of it. Warren Central's not out of it.
No.
They could be there in December just as easy as Pearl.
Yeah. Well, you're not into district play.
That's right.
Yet.
No.
So basically everybody's going to be 0-0 at that point.
That's right. So, hey, want to remind everyone that next week the Peanut Crew will be in Noxubee County. Chris and Don will be going up on Tuesday to do the pregame show up there. And Noxubee County is always very, very good host up there, but they're going to see West Point. And I, for one, am excited about seeing West Point. Chris Chandler's doing a great job with that. And every year, same thing. Every year. And I've done several of those state championships. You just can't run against those guys. It's tough.
Consistency.
Yeah.
And that's what separates, you know, some of the elites in the state from the non-elites is consistency. When you look at the run South Panola was on, or you look at the Bassfield teams, West Point, Meridian, I mean, there's a lot of consistency that goes into, you know, and when I say consistency, I'm not necessarily talking about what goes on Friday nights. I'm talking about more so Friday nights plus what goes on off the fields. When you talk about their weight room and strength and conditioning programs, you talk about the booster clubs and the commitment by the communities. It's consistency within the program every other day, including Friday nights.
Yep, I agree. You know, as we close it up tonight, interesting thought here. Dr. Dave Shouse is our IT guy, right? And does a great job. He's got this new power ranking out of there. We're going to really keep an eye on that here over the next couple of weeks. The last thought we'll leave with you tonight is about Dr. Dave. This is no joke. His dad is named Harvey, and his mother is named Irma.
I don't even want to drive home now. Can I sleep right here?
See, that's the kind of stuff you only get on this show. That is unbelievable.
And now, I want him to come up, and now he can't.
What are the odds?
And he's got a cousin named Jose.
What are the odds of that happening, you know, in the United States? Let's just keep it in the United States. But the probability of that happening.
He could probably tell you what it is.
Next week, we will demand what those odds are.
Yeah.
And he'll have, like you say, he'll have some formula that's about 9.5 feet long.
Yeah.
And he'll figure it out. But I tell you what, a big thanks to all the folks, Will the Thrill, Dr. Dave, Chris Saxton, Ty Bailey, and Steve Poston, George, Jake, I'm Russ. Have a great week, and we'll be back next week on Friday night under the lights, made possible tonight by the Mississippi Peanut Growers, Wendy's, Shelter Insurance, and Mississippi Sports Medicine. Big thanks to Mississippi Public Broadcasting and Ezra Wall, who made sure that everybody across the state tonight got to listen, and to the Wi-Fi Sports Network for the video stream tonight. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here next week for Friday night on Double Up.